Chazar Zech Nishmas Habachi Cheskel Shraag Ben Avram Yehuda. Sechta Bracha's Daf Mem Tes. Brisa asks, what do we end the third bracha of benching with? You end it with a reference to Binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says you end it with Moshiach Yisrael. The Gemara explains that means you can even end it with Moshiach Yisrael, but of course you can end it with Binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Rav Huna was by the Reish Galusa. He actually began the bracha with one sort of subject and ended with two, making reference to two. And Rav Chisa said that's actually wrong to do so because the Rebbe says you're not allowed to end with two different ideas. Levi S. Resvi, on the second bracha, we say al orach al mozon is two separate ideas. He says that's referring to the land that brings forth the mozon, therefore it's one idea. He said when you end al orach al peiris, it's two separate ideas. He said again, it's the land that brings forth the peiris. What about when you say mekadesh yourself as manim, two separate ideas? He says no, it's the yidden who are mekadesh the time with the bringing of Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing with mekadesh yourself Rosh Chodeshim. That it's the yidden who make kodesh Rosh Chodesh. What about mekadesh Shabbos yourself as manim? The Yidden don't make Shabbos holy. Shabbos is Kodesh by itself. He said that's the only exception to the rule. The reason why that's an exception is because it's all about making something Kodesh, making the Kodesh Yisrael, Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. It's making the Shabbos Kodesh and the Yom Tovim Kodesh, which comes about, the Yom Tovim comes out through Yisrael. So it's really all one idea. The idea of making Kedusha. The reason we don't end with two ideas in a bracha is because it looks like we're trying to make the mitzvahs into a pile, chavilas. How do we come out lahalochos? Rav Sheshu said, if you began by saying the words Rachim Alamcha Yisrael, you end with Moshiach Yisrael. If you began by saying Rachim Al Yerushalayim, you end with Boinu Yerushalayim. But Rav Nachman said, even if you start with Rachim Al Yisrael, you end with Boinu Yerushalayim, because the building of Yerushalayim only comes about when there is a saving of the Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's one and the same. Rav Chista once told Rav Zeira that when he benched at the Reish Galusa, he saw that Rav Sheshes was upset at him for not mentioning Bris or Torah or Malchus in benching. And he said he did so because based on the member of Rav Chananel, the name of Rav, who says you don't have to say Bris because it's not doesn't apply to women. You don't have to say Torah and Malchus because it doesn't apply to women or Avodim. And Rav Zeira told him, well, you followed the Das Yochid when you should have been following all the other Tanaim and Amoraim who say that you do have to mention these things. Rabbi Rachan and Rabbi Yechanan says that in HaToiv HaMeiti you have to mention the Malchus twice. Once for its own bracha, and once really for the bracha of Boinu Yerushalayim. Why does Boinu Yerushalayim need? It's a bracha of Smucha L'Chavrata. The answer is because since you mention Malchus based off it, it's not proper that you also don't mention Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, in the bracha of HaToiv HaMeiti you mention Malchus twice to cover for that not mentioning Malchus Shemayim. Rav Gidl said that Rav said if someone forgets to say Ritzei in Birchas HaMozin, there's a special bracha he makes. He says, Baruch Shanoshan Shabbosis from Nucha, Li'ama Yisrael Bi'ahava, Li'oisa Labris, Baruch Mekadosh HaShabbos. And this is said right after Bainu Yerushalayim. He then said that Rav said a similar idea when it comes to someone who forgets Yal V'Yavi on Yom Tov. And again, he said that Rav said a similar idea when it comes to someone who forgot Yal V'Yavi on Rosh Chodesh. However, when Reb Zeira heard this all from Rav Gidl, he wasn't sure if that last member, Le'gabe Rosh Chodesh, was said in the name of Rav or it was his own ruling. Rav Nachman once forgot one of these extra tefillahs would say, or Yal V'Yovei, and he went back to the beginning of benching, and Gidl Bar Menyume said to him, why don't you just say that special bracha that Rav said to say in its place? So Rav Nachman said, because you only say that if you have not yet begun HaToiv HaMeitiv. Once you begin HaToiv HaMeitiv, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Rav Yidvar Ovin, in the name of Amram, in the name of Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, said if someone forgets Yal V'Yovei, Amram Shchedesh, and Shemana Esrei, he has to daven again. And benching, he would not have to bench again. Rav Yidvar Ovin asked, what's the difference? Rav Amram said, there's a chi of tefillah. So if you didn't say the proper tefillah, you have to daven again. There's no chi of to eat, and therefore there's no, so of course, once you eat, you have to bench, but there's no chi of to eat, and therefore there's no chi of to mention Amram Shchedesh, and if you forget, you don't have to bench again. So Rav Yidvar Ovin asked, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there is a chiyuv to eat, the chayyur should have to say it again if you forget the mention of Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rav Amram said, actually, yes, you do. You would have to, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you would have to repeat benching. Mishnah said, Akanam Mezamnan. Over here, it's in our Mishnah, Rav Meir is the one who says that the Kezayas is what is significant, and Rav Yehuda says it's a Kebeya, but elsewhere we find that the Yeshita is reversed. Lagabe, when someone has a piece of Basar Kodesh that he forgot, how much he has to return based on that. Over there, Rav Yehuda says the Kezayas, and Rav Meir says the Kebeya. Rav Yochanan says you have to flip the Shitas, reverse them. Abaye says it's based on the Drosha Pesukim. Rav Meir over here says V'achalta means an Achila, and an Achila is a Kezayas. Rav Yehuda says V'achalta V'savota, he says that it has to be an Achila that has satisfaction, which is a Kebeya. Rav Meir says V'savota refers to drinking. Regarding returning with a piece of meat, that's based on a svara, and therefore it's different. Mishnah asks, what is the bracha of Zimun? If there are three people, they say Nevarech. But if there are four people, then the leader can say Baruch Hu. If there are 10 people, you add the Lekenu, and again, if there are 11, he says Baruch Hu. And that's the way it stays. The Mishnah then says, though, obviously another shita, which is, no, it actually depends if there are more people, the different lashon is said. If there are 100, he says, Nevarich Hashem Elekeinu. If there's 101, he says, Baruch Hu Hashem Elekeinu. If there's 1,000, he says, Nevarich Hashem Elekeinu Elekei Yisrael. And of course, with his extra one, he says, Baruch Hu instead. If there's 10,000, he says, Nevarich Hashem Elekeinu Elekei Yisrael, Elekei Tzavokai Yisheva Kruven. And if there's, that's what you would say. And of course, you would say, Baruch Hu again if there's more. The same way that the leader says, people answer back and they say Baruch Hashem Aleichem Aleichem Yisrael, etc. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, the more people you are, the more you praise, the different type of bracha you make. As the pasuk says, V'makelis Baruch Hu Aleichem Hashem Imkar Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva says, no. In a shul you find that no matter how many people are there, you say Baruch Hu Hashem, and therefore there should be no different. Rabbi Shmuel argues, he agrees with Rabbi Kiva in principle. It just says that in a shul you say Baruch Hu Hashem on Vayrech, not just Baruch Hu Hashem. Mar says Shmuel says you should never remove yourself from being part of the group of a bracha. Marias, our Mishnah says that with three people you say Nevarich, let us bench, but then when it's four people you say Baruch Hu, let them. So you see the leader is removing himself from the group. Marias says the Mishnah means you can say Baruch Hu, but it actually is preferable to say Nevarich even then, because you should include yourself in the group.